Proclamation number 6564 of 6th of June, 1956. Convinced word proclamation. All of you gather around the proclaimers of my gospel if you want to make contact with me, if you want me to speak to you myself. Your desire for me and my word also determines the gift I offer you so that your souls will be nourished and mature. Believe that my word is the bread of heaven, which you need no less than the bread which strengthens your body. Although you can sustain your earthly life through physical food and drink, the soul will not gain anything of this food for itself if it is not likewise offered food, if it is not provided with the nourishment which comes from me myself. With my word, which is strength in itself, which only gives the soul the right kind of life. With hunger and thirst you shall gather where I distribute the bread of life. And your soul will draw all strength from it. Time and again you should visit the places where my word is offered to you in all purity, for there you can receive the most precious thing offered to you in this world. The gift of my greater than great love. I speak to you myself and thereby give you strength and light which help your soul to ascend. But you must desire this food for your soul or it will remain completely ineffective. All food for your body is worthless if you do not consider your soul at the same time, for the body does not last and the best nourishment cannot protect it from perishing. But the soul is the imperishable. And some day, after the death of the body, it will be in a state according to its nourishment in earthly life. Even if it had to live in want it will still not perish but it will be in a pitiable state. Whereas it will be able to leave its earthly garment in a glorious shape if it was allowed to receive what served its development, my word, which imparted to it everything it needed to mature, to become perfect. And this food can only be offered to it by me myself, even if it receives it through my servants. Wherever my gospel is proclaimed vividly I myself distribute nourishment for the soul, and therefore you should always gather there and you will soon feel that I myself am present and speak to you. The world constantly offers its goods and is excessively sought after. But where I offer a delicious gift only few people gather, and yet there is nothing on earth which surpasses this gift of grace and value. There is nothing of equal effect, there is nothing from which the soul could fetch roughly the degree of strength as at my table, where it is offered spiritual food. Where it can eat supper with me myself. And yet so many people pass it by. The most delicious food is offered to them and they pay no attention to it, and therefore they starve their souls, which are in a dreadful state as long as they are not nourished with the right food which gives them life. Everywhere springs are opened up from which living water flows. And everywhere people could go and see for themselves that they may receive a wonderfully refreshing drink, but they must come to the source themselves, they must request and receive the water of life from me myself, they must go where my word is preached with conviction and not be satisfied with dead proclamations of the word, they must also feel hunger and thirst for strong food and living drink themselves. Then I will always supply them with what their souls need, and then they will also mature and shape themselves in that way that they will live eternally full of light and strength. Amen.